How are we doing, guys? Welcome to Dylan and Sebastian Have a Simpsons Podcast. I'm going to be very conscious to try and be smooth talking for this because...
I recently got
a review. And when I say recently, I mean 2 minutes ago. That isn't a very relaxing podcast to go to bed to, so I'm going to try to be smooth talking.
I've had a few complaints that when you're trying to go to bed, it's a bit jarring.
It's a bit jarring.
How loud your voice is.
So I'm going to be very conscious now.
Someone didn't get enough attention as a child. We should actually be really chill today, I think, as it's like the final episode of the season.
It is a more relaxing one, yeah. I mean, it's very hard for me to not burst out into my usual behaviour, and I can't...
Fucking hell. Jesus, my ear.
I can't try and restrict myself. We're going to be a mental health podcast all of a sudden? Do you know? I mean, listening to podcasts has never been a thing that I've done. I do listen to podcasts. I love podcasts. A thing I've done before bed.
Is it not?
It's intriguing to me. No.
So
I get the appeal. It's just never been a thing I've done.
I was explaining to Dylan that the Ricky Gervais show is also like not something you can go to bed to, because even though what they're talking about for the most part is calm and Steve and Carl are calm,
it's so throwaway as well.
Once Ricky starts laughing, it throws you off. But
totally.
On YouTube, you can find versions of the show where they've balance the audio.
Oh, really?
So
that's
I do
mental.
Sometimes go to bed to it.
They've actually, like, they've edited it so that it's, like, a perfect...
Ricky's laugh isn't too loud.
That's crazy. I love that. Yeah, because it does, like, totally distort the audio sometimes. So
it's just
be cackling.
It's just recorded straight from a radio show as well, so they weren't thinking, oh, in the future, people will...
They had no clue. Never in a million years would they think that, like, you know, 20-plus years later, people are still going to be listening to it. Because it's such... I mean, it's great, don't get me wrong, but it's such a throwaway show. Like, it's utter nonsense. Jesus Christ, shut up. Yeah, it's crime. We get it. But, I mean, that's like gonna be nice to go to bed to. Jesus Christ, shut up, it's crime. Get that on a t-shirt. But yeah, they had no clue, like 20 plus years later, people would be listening to this random gig they were doing on a Saturday, and it wasn't even like their main thing, it was just a bit of extra income for them. And just hear people there 20 plus years later still listening to it. And rightfully so, it's a great,
it's
just
amazing,
fun, enjoyable show. I love they like never talk about anything topical in it, that makes it even better. They just talk about nonsense that's like happening in the studio, or take stupid phone calls, make fun of Carol, like that's what makes it so great.
It's like one of my favourite episodes is where like Steve ends up leaving the studio to go get a McDonald's. And then he calls in while he's in McDonald's asking for their order.
I haven't listened to that one yet.
And you just hear the whole scenario of like the woman behind the counter, like.
That's so funny. I haven't listened to that one yet. That's fantastic. He left his post
to go get the more McDonald's, and then he calls in.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. I can't wait to get to that one. Yeah, great, great podcast. Highly recommend anyone who hasn't gotten around to it. But anyhow. Getting sidetracked. Welcome to Dylan and Sebastian Have a Simpsons Podcast, a podcast myself and Sebastian here do while our girlfriends think we're seeing a therapist.
Yeah.
Think we'll eventually tell them?
If you had one.
Either a therapist or a girlfriend.
Oh, right.
We just had
a donut.
We just had a donut in proper Simpsons tradition, yeah. Sebastian had a proper pink Simpsons one. It looked properly sprinkled this time, I think. Well sprinkled.
Appropriately sprinkled.
Yeah, I picked the one that had the most sprinkles just for you. But welcome to the podcast. We are, we're freaking finished. I'm very excited and thrilled, and I feel very accomplished that we got through season 34. It felt like forever, even though it actually took us quicker, I checked, than season 33 did. Yeah. We blasted through this. I had a memory pop up on my wall on Instagram yesterday. 1 year ago yesterday, the Marriage is a Meanie episode came out, which was in season 33. So we blasted through this.
Yeah. Okay.
We blasted through this. Yeah. But we're wrapped up a fantastic season.
We'll probably catch up during
season 35. I think we will. Yeah. Because there's only 9 episodes out currently. So and there's 9 episodes coming out until February. Not more episodes coming out until February,
right,
so
we'll catch up
for sure. Yeah, we gotta be careful, but a fantastic season, if I do say so myself. And let's just jump into our wrap ups of all the goodness that this season was. So first, I want to talk about the best couch gag of the season.
Cool. Are we gonna do everything like rock paper scissors?
Oh, that's a good. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, yeah, best couch gag: rock paper scissors. That's me. Best couch gag. I mean, I feel like you must have gone for the same one. Many Saints of Springfield.
Yeah,
it had to be. It's
because
the best.
It was a whole episode in a couch gag.
Yeah, it was like 2 minutes long. It was fantastic. If people haven't seen it, it's like it was animated by Stupid Buddy Studios, which is Seth Green's studio, the same gang that makes Robot Chicken. And it was like Homer was like a sock puppet. He falls. He tries to get something underneath. I think it was the remote. Tries to get underneath the couch and gets taken in. Inside the couch and sees like the world inside the couch.
So cool.
Beautiful, so cool. Yeah, so fun. So many fun bits throughout. It was like a little mini episode.
Creepy as well,
a little creepy, yeah, a little like intentionally creepy for sure. Like that little sock puppet animation of Homer is cool, but it's kind of jarring. Especially when he comes out, when he goes back to the real world, but he's still a sock puppet and Snowball like tears him open. He just starts going around on the screen like a bunch of spaghetti. But yeah, it's stunning. You can tell they put so much work into it. I love when they get guest animators on because they can put so much focus onto making the couch guy great because they're not working on the main episode. Because I imagine when it's the same team animating the same episode, they can't put too much work into it.
I think,
you know?
I would say like I'm really enjoying how much they're experimenting now with the couch gags.
Definitely, yeah.
Do you have a least favorite?
At least favorite couch gag. I haven't even thought about it, to be honest. You have one?
I would go for the one where it's the Scrabble and it just says couch gag.
Oh, you're right. I mean,
it just felt really not creative at all.
Yeah, it was intentionally lame, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right, it was kind of lame. Yeah, because yeah, you had like a jumble of words and they tried to get it all together and eventually it was just couch gag. And the family, I think I remember speaking about that one actually. Like, I think this is the only one I can think of where the family don't appear in it.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, which is so strange, yeah.
But yeah, no, honorable mention as well to the one that was like drawings. It was just animated drawings
animated
on paper.
Animated drawings, I can't recall.
It was like stop motion, but it was just with drawings on paper.
Yeah, I'm struggling to remember. Can you give me more
detail?
I
can't really remember much more than that. I just remember at the time it was like...
it was just drawings on paper. Oh man, I feel bad. I can't remember this one. It sounds like it was cool.
The real fans will know.
Yeah.
The ones are fake. Bart Art will know.
Bartire will know, but not me. I'm a Simpsons simp, clearly. But yeah, this one was fantastic. Just
awesome,
stunning.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you look up Stupid Buddy Studio Couch Gag, you can find that clip on its own on YouTube. It's well worth the watch. It's so good. But yeah, let's move on to Best Guest Star of the season. Mm. Oh yeah, Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh my god.
Me again.
I swear, have you beat me in every one this episode?
I feel bad. You're leaving. This will be the last episode. Yeah. Best Guest Star... Personally, for me, I had to go for Melissa McCarthy in Step Brother from the Same Planet.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why I chose her, I thought she was brilliant, but a lot of times the guest star, it's very about the guest star. Like, it's like, oh, look, it's this voice, it's this recognizable voice that's in The Simpsons. Whereas this time, if I didn't know she was in it, I wouldn't have ever found out. It just sounded like a Simpsons character.
Yeah.
The Calvin was the character's name. She just fitted into the world so perfectly. Like, she sounded similar to the other female voice actresses' voices when they do young male characters. It just fit into it so well. It was seamless. I just liked that it wasn't like, oh look, we got Miss McCarthy, it's her voice. It was her playing a character who seamlessly fit into the world of Springfield. And I thought it was a great character.
That's
too.
A really good reason to like it as well.
Yeah, that's why I went for it.
It was a seamless character.
Totally.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, if you had asked me, if I didn't know it was her, if you asked me, oh, who voiced Calvin, I would have said, like, Nancy Cartwright or something.
Wow.
It sounded like one of the lead actresses.
Didn't even make my... Honestly, I didn't even... I did...
Think cross your mind.
I did think about it, but I didn't think to put it in an honorable mention. I'm not going to lie. But maybe that's just because it was such a seamless...
Yeah, it was for sure. As an honorable mention, I did mention Albert Brooks in Pingel. Yeah, just because it wasn't as great as it could have been. I like Pingel. It wasn't, like, amazing, but I just loved seeing him return as Jacques. And I thought he was really fun in this. The bits where you could tell he was improvising were fantastic. You just hear him having so much fun in the part. And seeing that he hadn't played that role in 32 years, he hadn't played since season one, like, he went back into it so seamlessly.
Yeah.
It was like no time had passed.
It was a really nice throwback.
Oh, it really was.
That
he did it brilliantly.
An honourable mention for me. And another honourable mention was John Roberts as Linda Belcher.
Oh, really? Didn't even cross my mind. Very good point.
That
in
was,
Simpsons world, yeah.
Again, that was great because, I mean, it felt so a part of the episode and not
it was.
Like it was focused on that.
No, it was a great conclusion without it being like, oh, look, it's a Bob's Burgers cameo. It was just a fun little way to wrap up a fantastic episode that I know is going to be in both of our top three.
And we obviously both Well, you're a fan of Bob's Burgers, right?
I haven't seen one. I love what I've seen it. I haven't seen much of it. I need to get into it properly someday. Because I know, just from my love of The Simpsons and Family Guy and stuff, that I will love Bob's Burgers.
Like, with cartoons, I would say it's like the equivalent of like a sitcom cartoon.
Yeah, everything that happens
in it.
It
gives you that energy of like a sitcom, but in cartoon form.
Sure, everything that happens in it is very real life. Similar to King of the Hill, I guess.
Yeah.
But my favourite guest star was Rob Lowe's cousin Peter.
Oh, cool! He didn't cross my mind, actually, even though he was brilliant. Right.
I thought, like, that was such a really, like, that was a really good dynamic.
Yeah, for sure.
I hated him, but that's...
That was the point.
Like, they did such a good job of making us hate him. Like, his voice was annoying.
For sure.
Everything he said was annoying.
He was a douchebag,
The dynamic with him and Skinner was just so entertaining. And
yeah, and Agnes as
it
well.
It was definitely one of my favourite episodes and definitely one of my favourite guest stars. I didn't want to go for, like, a super obvious one. I could have gone for Jax, but I didn't.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he was great. Definitely not the same thing I said about Melissa McCarthy. Like, it was clearly Rob Lowe's voice, but because he was like an outsider of Springfield, it worked.
Yeah.
You know, like it wouldn't have been as good if he sounded too similar to a Simpsons character. It made more sense for him to be like this cool, kind of suave sounding guy. And yeah, just like such an utter douchebag, like irredeemable. But then they had that great moment at the end where Agnes throws him out and like the caterpillars are attacking him, so like he does have good redemption at the end also, and he had a good arc, and it was a great conflict for Skinner also. Skinner had so much great stuff going on this season. I think this was this the highlight for, this would have been the highlight for me.
Definitely,
for Skinner, because he has a great redemption.
We can't get enough Skinner.
We can't. I mean, you know how much I love him. Like, just more and more Skinner, please. Absolutely. Skinner and Mr. Burns, just I know, because there's such simple characters on paper when you think about them. Like, Skinner is the school principal who isn't great at his job. Mr. Burns is the greedy rich man. But they always find really rich, like, textured things to do with those kind of small concepts, you know?
Yeah,
they always find new things to do with those characters.
I was thinking, like, as we go through our, like, bottom three and top three episodes, should we our third worst, our second worst, and then our first worst.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it, I think. We'll decide right now who goes first. But yeah, you have to say about the guest stars?
I think I've already said the honourable mentions. I think it would be unfair to say who we didn't like the most.
No, I don't want to do that.
I think we know anyway.
Yeah. I want to do the bottom three of the episodes of seasons just because I feel like it's the right thing to do. But yeah, I don't want to like call out individual people. But generally speaking, there was no like cringy guest appearances in this season. Like,
no, there was a cringy guest moment, but not
with Lizzo
cringy,
at the end of that last episode. Yeah, but generally speaking, she was great. There was no like, you know, like when Charlie D'Amelio was in that episode, Meet His Murder. There was no like cringe moments like that.
No.
Generally speaking, the guest stars were implemented into the show very nicely, I thought, this season. But yeah, all right. So the bottom three: rock, paper, scissors again.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh my god.
I feel really bad.
How are you so good at this?
I don't know. I have a sixth sense about these things. But okay, bottom three. Starting off, number three, I went for When Nelson Met Lisa.
Interesting.
Yeah, if we ever link up, just let me know. But
so that's your third worst.
Third worst, yeah.
It's also my third worst.
There you go, yeah. So we have linked up, yeah. So yeah, that's both of our number three. Honestly, and I can happily say, These are just my bottom three, just because there has to be three.
It's like, not even a bad episode.
Not at all.
It's
like,
just not great.
Yeah, totally. Like, last season, my bottom three were absolutely episodes I didn't like. But this, yeah, it's just fine. It's not as good as it could have been, I don't think. But it's still very fun. I enjoyed the future elements to it.
But I think that was my issue with it, was that it had potential to be a really good episode.
Yeah, it ended up being just a fine one.
Yeah.
For sure. I think it also had a high bar to follow in that there's so many great future episodes, and I think this is probably the worst one of all of them, for sure. But it's still good. It's still fun. I do think the biggest issue for me was it set a very high standard for itself. It set up a lot to do, because it's a parody of When Harry Met Sally, which is obviously a very big concept. They don't see each other. They only see each other every 5 years. But you can do that big concept in an hour and a half long movie. It's very tricky to do that in 20 minutes. So it gave itself a lot to do in a very short time. I think sometimes suffered from that.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad episode. Like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, there's a lot of fun stuff going on in there. Like, the whole thing with Hubert and Nelson's girlfriend in it. The scene, the train is really good. Like the fat, really, really obese Chief Wiggum.
Oh yeah.
And he's like crushing Lou. There's like loads of great parts in it. It's just, this has been such a great season. There are episodes that have to be lower down in comparison, you know? Yeah, I don't know, I have much more to say about it.
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah. I think the main word for this episode is just boring. I just found it to be a bit, like, bland, and it's kind of everything you could predict from
yeah.
what you heard. Episode about Nelson and Lisa getting together in the future.
For sure. Even just from the name, when Nelson met Lisa, you could have kind of guessed this plot.
Yeah.
That's a very good point, yeah. Yeah, it definitely doesn't do anything unexpected. It's very, I guess, tropey, maybe intentionally so, in that romantic comedy way of, like, they meet up, they like each other, but they have problems along the way, but they get together in the end. You know, it definitely doesn't do anything unexpected in those 20 minutes. It follows those beats pretty religiously.
It also wasn't
religiously.
Loads of comedy in this episode, I would say.
Yeah,
there were bits,
I suppose. There's more dramatic moments of, like...
Yeah.
But I don't mind when The Simpsons can do that really well. They can really thrive in, like, these more dramatic moments. But, yeah, I think this episode was a bit more... I don't know. Filler isn't the right word. It just, it gave itself a lot to do, but as a result, it kind of felt flat, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Because it had a high bar to follow, yeah. Number two, I went for Family Feud. Yeah? No? It's not
my number two.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
number two, I went for Family Feud. Yeah, again, there's no episode in the season I don't like, thankfully. It's just, some have to be at the bottom. Family Feud was... definitely, like, an interesting one. It had a lot going on. I thought the last 5 minutes were great with all these different music videos and stuff, but the journey to get there, I thought, was very, I don't know, like, a little bit cringy, like, trying to be topical with, like, all these musicians and stuff. Now, I like that the musicians were original characters rather than guest stars. That was good. But, yeah, I don't know. Just in comparison to other episodes this season, it just didn't feel like it succeeded
the
as much.
The concept for the episode kind of failed.
Yeah. It's not bad. Like, again, if it was on TV, I'd watch it. Like, it's not terrible.
Yeah,
and
it's watchable.
Yeah, and definitely the music videos at the end are cool and, like, experimental and stuff. But it's just, like... And I like episodes of Simpsons that are different to regular episodes, which this one definitely is. But it kind of, like, abandons the regular Simpsons formula but doesn't do anything interesting instead. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with them abandoning the formula if they find a very unique place to go. But this episode was like, we're going to do something different, but not better than what we usually do.
Yeah.
You know, just something different. Yeah. It was like, yeah, sometimes it felt like it was trying to be too different just for the sake of it. It was like, I wouldn't have minded if it was just like a regular beat-for-beat Simpsons episode instead.
100%.
Yeah, but again, it was fine. It just wasn't great. And there was definitely some moments of like... You know, the writers are older men. They're, like, in their 60s. Some are in their 70s. So it did feel a bit like they were writing what they didn't know. You know what I mean?
It's
not something they understand.
They have younger writers, so I feel
they do.
Like they should sometimes maybe leave if they're going to do something topical like that. To the
just
writers.
Give it to the younger writers, yeah, for sure. It does smell a little bit of, like, these older men writing something that they don't really know about. You know what
I'm
mean?
Not going to lie, like, a lot of moments in this episode felt like that. This season... kind of felt
this
like
season?
That.
Mm, okay.
It wasn't as bad as last season.
Definitely not.
But I do still kind of feel that, like...
Every now and again, yeah.
It's old people trying to talk like they know.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can sometimes work as a funny joke of, like, oh, you have Homer pretending to know something. That can be funny. But, like, yeah, this episode, like, kind of relied on you expecting them to know a lot about, like, the current music culture, but it didn't feel like they were that well-informed on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a perfectly fine passable episode, but it's just not amazing. Yeah.
Do I smell?
No.
Okay. I feel like you can look at me
smell
like a bit grossed out.
Genuinely, you don't.
It's like my face.
No, I'm not. You're very insecure.
Very
I genuinely.
Today.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to be looking at you weirdly. I'm just in the zone, man. You genuinely do not smell. I mean, I had deodorant if you want some.
No,
maybe a bit of shampoo.
I put some on. I can.
No, you genuinely don't smell. I don't have a very strong sense of smell, so do keep that in mind too. So yeah, number one, I went number.
Should I say my number?
The
two?
First of the worst. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
My number two was right off this episode.
Nice. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can write off this episode. It's boring.
This is my number one.
Was it?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, my number
we're
one
discussing
was Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Yeah, so
okay.
We had the same.
We had the same three. Just
order.
Slightly different. Yeah. Okay.
sorry, right off this episode, it's just, again, it's similar with Family Feud. It's just a boring concept.
Yeah.
I don't know if them calling it right off this episode was because they realized how bad it was. Because it's not, well, it's not bad.
Again, it's not bad, but it's just so simple. But how bad it is
compared to the rest of the season.
I think it's called that as a pun because in the episode, they're donating to charities for a tax write-off. But it does feel a little bit like they're also being tongue-in-cheek, being like, this is a good season, this is the weakest, this is one of the weaker episodes, you don't need to watch
this. When you're watching on Disney Plus or whatever, you can be like, oh, okay, next
one. Since we write this one off, you say that. As if anyone would do that, like oh, since we have to watch this one, all right, we'll jump on. We'll jump ahead. Yeah, it's totally fine. It's just, it doesn't do anything unique in any department. Like, the main core of the episode is conflict between Lisa and marriage, and there's so many better episodes where that's happening. You know what I mean? It doesn't go anywhere super unique. I didn't find it very... You said Vanessa Leslie was boring. I don't feel like Vanessa Leslie... I don't personally find it boring. I do think right off this episode is kind of boring. Yeah,
for sure.
It doesn't do anything super exciting. And look, in terms of like the duos on the show of the family, they're definitely the least interesting duo in my opinion, Marge and Lisa. Like, I'm more fond of Bart and Lisa, Lisa and Homer, Marge and Barrett. I think of duos, they're the least interesting, but they have found ways to make them interesting. I don't really think this episode did.
Yeah.
Because it was just very typical, oh, Lisa is an environmentalist, she cares about climate change. Marge can sometimes be conflicted with her own emotions because she does care about making money because she's a mom who wants the best for her family.
It's everything we'd seen before.
Yeah, it's everything you expect from them as characters. It never went anywhere unique or unexpected. You obviously knew there was going to be the bit at the end where Marge sees the error of her ways and lets Lisa have the victory and they would love each other again. Like, it doesn't do anything unexpected. It's totally passable with where it goes. I don't hate this episode at all. I think it has, again, some very fun moments, like the bit where she washes Gil's suit and he puts it on and suddenly he becomes this really successful businessman just because his suit is cleaner. Like, stuff like that is definitely fun. It's just a testament to what a great season this was. That, like, I would say a few seasons ago, an episode like right after this episode, probably like right in the middle of like my favorite episodes of the season. Whereas this time around, it's at the very bottom just because there's just so many better episodes.
Yeah.
But it's totally fine. It's just nothing special. Yeah.
I think I would say it's really difficult for me to choose which one's worse.
Family Feud or right after this episode.
But I'm just going for Family Feud because I feel like I would just rather watch right off this episode.
I feel the other way around. Yeah, that's totally fine. That's interesting. We had the exact same bottom three, just the slightest difference. I do agree with you though. It's like they're both just like nearly better than the other. Like, I think those Melissa is a lot better in those two episodes.
Oh yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. But Family Feud and right this episode, I think they're both just like, I think Family Feud is just slightly better just because at least it's trying to do something different, even though I don't think it always accomplishes that. Right, this episode is so typical in every way. You know what I mean? It doesn't really do anything unique. But again, they're all totally fine. These are three episodes that I would have no qualms with watching again. They're all fun. They all have good moments. They're
like just, we said, not there isn't really a bad episode in this season. Which is refreshing.
A testament, yeah, totally. A real testament. I stand by it. I think this is the show's best season in years. Mm. You can tell that there's new writers in there. The fact that Matt Selman is a showrunner on the show now, more so than Al Jean, I think, shows. I love Al Jean, don't get me wrong, he's been a huge part of what's made the show amazing. Mm. But he is getting older, and I think it is about time for somebody else to take over, because you can tell he's getting a little bit tired of working on the show. But Matt Selman has so much fresh ideas and ways of making the show unique and giving it a reason to continue this late into its run. You know, it's finding fresh things to do with the characters and the universe of Springfield. So, yeah, this is just a real testament to what a great season this has been. Their bottom three are honestly all fine episodes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, totally passable. But now let's get into the real positives and talk about our top three. Do you have any honorable mentions before we do Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yeah, I feel like I should probably address this before I say my top three.
Interesting.
sounds
very serious.
The one with Cousin Peter in it. I can't remember the name.
The many
the very hungry caterpillars. Yeah, the very hungry caterpillars. didn't make my top three.
Okay.
But that's my honorable mention because it's great. Probably number four.
It's fantastic. Yeah, sure. So, yeah. Okay, just that one.
Yeah,
right. Sure. I had two honorable mentions. I went for Not It. I would say Not It is my fourth. I think Not It is fantastic. I want to mention it because of just how experimental it is and how cool I think it was that they literally... They had a concept for 2 hours of horror episode they liked so much. They just went, why don't we just make it a full episode? I just love that they did that, and I would encourage them. Yeah, respect. I would encourage them to do that in the future because why not? Like, what's stopping you, you know? I love that they did that and then also had a regular 2 hours of horror this season. What a treat that was. And I thought Not It was brilliant. It just didn't quite make my top three. And another mention is Any Saints of Springfield, which I also was great. One of the best Ned episodes in years, and also one of the best Fat Tony episodes in years. And what a great duo to put together because they were such different characters.
Yeah.
You know, have them on an adventure together was such a unique thing to do. And again, something I think the writer should take note of and do more of is putting these duos that are so unexpected together. I remember the one that we mentioned.
Yeah, because it makes for a really interesting dynamic.
Exactly, because you have like one of the best people in that town and one of the worst. So like you put them together, like what can you do with that? It is so interesting. And then one we mentioned in that podcast, I remember that would be so cool to see that we haven't seen yet would be Ned and Mr. Burns. Would love to see what you do with them. I can't recall even them speaking to each other. A guy that
is like. They're just opposite ends of the moral spectrum.
Exactly, complete opposites. Yeah, like, yeah. Ned would never do anything to hurt someone, whereas Mr. Burns would never do anything to...
Not hurt someone.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that would be such an interesting thing to, like, put them in an adventure together, a situation where they have to work together. Would be so cool. But yeah, let's jump into our top three then. Rock, paper, scissors it out. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh my god.
I win every time. I feel so bad.
I don't know how you do it.
It's got the skill set, man. I mean, I'm not even trying. I actually wanted you to win that time. I'm not even trying.
Just, maybe that's it.
Well, can just I? Maybe. Trying. If I do try next time, I will win. Not trying is the key to everything. You did, number three, I went for The Very Hungry Caterpillars.
Okay.
I think it's a fantastic episode. I mean, the biggest thing that I mentioned about it is, like, they have so much storylines going on. You literally have a plot line for Marge and Homer that involves Ned, plot line for Bart that involves Principal Skinner, and a plot line with Lisa on her own. There's much moving parts.
And my big thing about this episode is the fact that it's kind of like a COVID-esque.
It's grounded, yeah.
COVID-like topic.
Mm-hmm.
But it still was entertaining. I wasn't like... Because obviously everyone watches this episode is like, oh, this is a bit like COVID.
For sure, and we're reminded of like what lockdown was like for us. Definitely, but they were definitely clever to make this caterpillar thing so that it makes it timeless rather than if it was COVID. So
100%.
It immediately dates itself. Because it was a caterpillar thing, it was so interesting. It also made for a fun commentary because you had, you know, like the whole thing with Kirk being like, it's not real, even though there's clearly caterpillars all around them. Like, that made it really funny. But yeah, I just thought it was a great episode. It's funny because I was just criticizing Nelson and Lisa for like giving itself way too much to do in 20 minutes and not succeeding because it just didn't have enough time. This episode somehow managed to succeed in everything it was trying to do in 20 minutes. Like, it did so much. And you would, if I described this episode to someone who hadn't seen it, they'd be like, that's way too much for one episode. And I would agree with them, but it manages to succeed. There is no plot line here that felt like it didn't get enough time. It's all just balanced really well. As you mentioned, I love the Principal Skinner and Cousin Peter stuff. I thought Lisa's storyline on her own was great and like a very relatable, like how we all felt in lockdown because of how much alone time we were spending and like how panicky the pandemic was making us. And then like Marge, Homer, and Ned's story, which is good fun, you know, really entertaining. Yeah, it's just a really, really wonderful, it's like well-written, tight episode. And even though there's a lot going on with the plots, it was also quite grounded in that no one leaves the house, obviously.
Yeah,
this is a super, super fun episode. Really, really liked this. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
My number three was Not It.
Not It? Okay, yeah. Well, cool.
I mean... It's brilliant. If we go through the episodes, it's just...
It sticks out in a good way. It
sticks out.
Yeah.
And I think this was very early on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at this point where I was like, I was almost surprised how good it was.
Totally.
And surprised that it wasn't a Treehouse of Horror.
I know.
And it was almost, right before it was almost a treat.
Yeah, it really was.
It was a treat. And they kept it so original and so funny, so creepy as well, like any good Treehouse of Horror.
Totally.
And I think they should just do more stuff like this.
Absolutely. Like,
if they want to do a scary episode. It doesn't have to be a Treehouse of Horror. No. You don't have to wait. Like, it's actually fun to have
not just a segment, but a full episode.
Totally.
Of one scary topic.
Yeah, and you made a really good point there in that it was just as scary as a regular Treehouse of Horror. I love that. Like, that, you wouldn't have been surprised if it was like, okay, it's not a regular Treehouse of Horror, so we won't make it as dark as we would make a regular Halloween episode.
No.
I love, they just went right forward. Like, it was genuinely creepy. Like, the Pennywise version of Krusty was terrifying.
Yeah.
And I did feel for the kid versions of Homer, Marge, Mo, and comic book guy in the episode, and Carol.
And it's
just
funny,
fantastic.
I am surprised how long it took them to make this.
I know, yeah.
It
seemed obvious.
It felt obvious because of Krusty, yeah.
Yeah, oh, so obvious. It's insane. Like, that's on paper, like, it existed before The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It's such an obvious thing to do, to have there be an episode, one of their main characters is a clown.
They waited, but
34 years.
It paid off.
It was worth the wait, yeah. Fantastic episode. Like you said, it sticks out in a good way. And also a good point, it comes in early on in the season, so you wouldn't expect an episode that great. It was kind of a way of showing us this season was going to be so good. Cause
yeah.
I think it was the 7th episode of the season, and usually when you get into the middle, there's a bit more throwaway episodes, but into the middle we get an episode so experimental and so out there and so different. It was like a real clever way of them kind of being like, this season's good, you know?
100%.
And yeah, it was a fantastic episode. Totally agree. Number two, I went for Lisa the Boy Scout.
Interesting.
I loved Lisa the Boy Scout. It's
that was like kind of just in the middle.
For you, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. Just so weird, so different. Definitely like a real like kind of love letter to the fans of like addressing all the conspiracy theories. It definitely isn't amazing in terms of plot. There isn't much of a plot. It's like almost like just like a series of sketches. But it was just so out there and different and experimental. I had so much fun with it, yeah. Just seeing them being really tongue-in-cheek and just going full-on addressing all the different conspiracy theories. And it felt like the right time just because of how intense it's gotten the past couple of years. It was like, okay, we need to talk about this. And it felt like so great that they just did a whole episode just addressing it rather than just, let's just do a little joke and an episode and move on. I love they did a full-blown, like, let's really dissect this
and have fun with it. It was good fun. And
yeah.
It was fun as well for them to just kind of take the piss.
Totally, just being so self-aware. I mean, in a season where they did like really fun golden stuff with their characters and really unique things, it was also fun to have one where they were like, by the way, we don't actually take ourselves that seriously. You know, it was a fun way to remind us of that this is a comedy show and we are self-deprecating everything else. You know, we don't think too highly of ourselves. Like, it was just a very fun episode. And again, like I said, just a genuine, like, love letter and thank you to the fans for sticking by all this time and stuff. Yeah, really, really wonderful.
Really sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Your number two?
Nice. My number two was Top Goon.
Top Goon? Wow. Yeah, that would be very close for me. I would say like my sixth favorite episode probably. It's fantastic.
A Mo episode. Come on.
Alone,
like,
yeah.
But it kind of gave me like Mighty Ducks.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
It was almost like a parody of that.
It was a hockey, yeah.
And it's actually really sweet, even though Mo is so, like, harsh.
At the beginning.
And mean.
Yeah.
It's sweet to see him kind of, like, he's always been such a miserable and depressing character.
Yeah, and selfish and everything else, yeah.
And it's nice to see him, like, almost find his calling. Like, there's a good guy in there.
Totally.
And there's
so
a guy
sweet
in there that wants to help.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. And it felt like a really silly episode that was like set in the school. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like a...
It wasn't really
in
the school.
Wasn't,
yeah.
It felt like one of those episodes that was...
I hear you.
A silly one to do with the kids.
For sure, yeah. And then also Nelson is great in this episode.
Nelson's great.
Yeah. I mean, Nelson was a standout character in the season in general.
Bart has a great arc in this episode.
Yeah, his side story is brilliant. Yeah, and with Homer... Like, just hating going to the games.
Yeah.
I love that. Because it was a bit more of a serious main story happening, like the beautiful relationship that develops between Mo and Nelson. I love the little just silly side story of Homer just not wanting to go to the games. It's so brilliant. It's a super sweet episode, yeah. I mean, Nelson was a real standout character in the season in general, I thought. You got a great character dissection from him in both this and when Nelson met Lisa. I obviously think Top Goon is a far superior episode, but both still great dissections of his character. And yeah, I just love the dynamic between Mo and Nelson. Quite an obvious one, again, that I'm surprised they didn't do stuff with sooner.
Yeah, both. It kind of would make sense if it was his long-lost dad.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, or even if he started dating Nelson's mom or something, it would all make sense. I would love to see more of them together. It felt like they were setting up the possibility of that happening at the end. I really hope so, because I just thought they were a really great duo. And again, like you said, like, yeah, they're both very cranky characters, they're both very angry people that are mad at the world for not dealing them a better hand. So, like, them meeting up and really getting along and loving each other makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, yeah, I would love to see more of them together. Oh, yeah, super wonderful episode. Yeah, cool. We'll jump into our
number one.
I think we had the same one. Trials of Horror 33.
It had to be. I felt weird putting two scary episodes, but I was like, eh.
They were both just so fantastic.
Good, yeah.
No judgment here at all. They were brilliant. It had to be. As amazing as this season was in general, the real highlight, the real just like made me happy, made me smile, made me excited was Trials of Horror 33. It's just, there's no bad side in the bunch. It's exactly what you want the Trials of Horror to be in every way. It's the best one in years and years.
100%.
It's easily my top 10 favorite Trials of Horrors, maybe even possibly top 5. It's so good.
It's definitely top 10.
Yeah, 100%. It's just, it misses no beats. It's just, it's all perfect. The first segment, the Babadook one, is like a classic Trials of Horror, which you want there to be at least one of those. It's so simple, but in a good way. A nice little...
And that's the formula. They always start with, like, the simple...
Something a bit more grounded, yeah. Yeah, it, totally. In a good way, a nice little Marge and Maggie conflict happening there. The second one, probably the most experimental, is great. The Death Note one. I don't even know Death Note, but it got me into the plot line of the show very seamlessly. The animation there with the anime was
sensational.
Yeah, so well done. And again, like you said about Knotted, it wasn't afraid to be genuinely scary and dark, and having Lisa be genuinely conflicted and putting her in a really intense situation. Like, that whole montage where you're seeing all these people dying in different ways is so dark and horrifying.
Especially
it's anime style, so you're watching a montage and it's not even any Simpsons characters being killed. It's like, it's so not Simpsons, but in a great way. It just shows how far the show has gone that they can just do something so experimental like this, and we're totally here for it.
100%.
You know? So good. And then for me, the highlight of the whole season for me is Simpsons World.
Yeah, amazing.
Just amazing. Yeah.
We really needed it.
We did.
Well.
We did. And again, similar to Lisa the Voice Guy, I think it did feel like a love letter to the fans. It had all these great references to all these classic episodes, but did it in a way that it wasn't just about the references and that was it. It was still a good plot as well,
mm-hmm.
of all these robots, well, the robots of the family, trying to escape this theme park. And it felt kind of real, too. Like, you could see this being a thing in, like, 20 or 30 years' time, that there's, like, a Simpsons theme park where you can talk to the characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting there. Like, we're getting to...
I mean,
to
if there's a Super Mario theme park in Japan, you know, how far are we off a Simpsons theme park?
Yeah, what I'm saying, like, a theme park where you can actually interact with the characters, like these AI robot versions of the characters... I wouldn't be surprised if that was a thing in 30, 40 years' time, you know? So it was kind of spooky in that way. It kind of had, like, that Black Mirror element to it, because it was scary, but then it had the fun side of it.
I was actually going to mention, yeah, it felt very Black Mirror.
It did, yeah, totally. Yeah. I could easily see this being a Black Mirror episode, with, like, that kind of plot line. And obviously it's a parody of Westworld as well.
Well, there is that Black Mirror episode where it's, like, the museum.
Oh, Black,
like,
Museum.
Black Mirror
Museum.
Yeah,
yeah, not too different from that one, for sure. Definitely has similar elements there. I wouldn't be too surprised if it maybe drew some inspiration from that fantastic Black Mirror episode. But, yeah, so it had that creepy element to it that was fun. And, you know, like, just the whole thing of, like, the family talking to each other, and, like when Homer's talking to Lisa, being like, we may not be real, but I know the love that we feel for each other is real. It's, like, a mixture of, like, spooky, but also incredibly sweet. Like, just great dialogue. And it's kind of, like... Again, kind of feels like them talking to the fans again, because it's like, they're addressing, we're not real, but, like, we are so beloved that, like, the love that the world feels for us is real. Like, Homer Simpson is not a real person. Which is a weird media. Thinking about that a little too long kind of fucks up my brain, because the love I feel for Homer is, like, is real, you know? It's intense, and it's, like, the way that the episode dissects that is so good. And, yeah, there's all these references to, like, scenes and quotes and stuff that have gone on to be, like, some of the most remembered bits in the show. The way they bring them into the segment is just done so well. And like you mentioned earlier, the Bob's Burger bit is just a fantastic way to wrap it up. So good. And you pan out and they also have, like, a South Park world and a SpongeBob world and Family
really
Guy.
Cool.
Oh,
really
so,
cool.
So good. Yeah, great way to conclude the episode. And again, this, I can see that being a thing in the future. You go to this little fucking, this gigantic area that has all these little places where you can interact with your favorite characters and your favorite shows.
Yeah.
It's just,
and
like,
it wouldn't even be hard for them to design all these sets and stuff.
Oh no, easily. Yeah, yeah. Especially shows like The Simpsons, where you've seen all these different sides of the house and stuff like that. You could make a version of the house so easily. just basing up the show, because we've seen all of it, you know. Yeah, so he's Leon. Just a fantastic. I have no qualms with Trails of Horror 33.
Not at all. No, there's no weak.
I see no issues with it. Even thinking about it now, I'm pretty sure when we did it, I gave it a 9. I think I would change my rating to potentially a 9.5, maybe even a 10.
I don't remember what. I would give it a 9.5.
I think we both gave it a 9, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, how it stuck with me. And we're talking about it now so many months after I've seen it. I'm still remembering
maybe
how great
it was.
In a few
years, I think there's always that thing, though, where it's so hard to rate a modern episode a 10 just because... sadly, we feel like it can't get better than...
Yeah, there's obviously always going to be this nostalgia that we feel for the earlier seasons that, you know, you might feel nostalgia for these episodes in a few years' time, you know?
Exactly,
like, yeah,
exactly.
It could be one that I'll turn around to in 5 years' time and be like, oh, okay, this episode is... I have no flaws with this. I gotta give it a 10. But I would definitely change my 9 now to a 9.5 just because...
Me too.
I'm thinking about right now, I'm, like, struggling to find any... Just each segment makes me... feel happy in a different way, and that's a wonderful thing that Trails of Horror can do as well, is that you can have three different episodes that make you feel different, you know.
Yeah.
in the one episode, you know, like none of these segments are the same, and they're all great in their own unique ways, you know, which just makes it fantastic. Yeah, all around just a brilliant season.
Yeah, really, really good.
Just, yeah, no bad episodes in the bunch. Even the episodes that are like bang in the middle, I still think are worth your time. Like, I can't remember the name of it, but the one
with,
like...
Yeah, the whole,
like,
season's worth your time.
So good, yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but, like, the one with Marriage and the Exercise Bike. Like, even, like, similar episodes like
that.
Yeah, even similar episodes like that are some really fun. Or, like... Oh, what was there? Like, the one with Kirk, where he, like, takes over Springfield.
That was really good.
That one's fantastic.
The Duffman episode.
The Duffman episode
is
so good. Yeah, there's so many... So much great episodes of seasons, there's so many we won't even get a chance to talk about, because there was 22, and... Honestly, the only ones that I would say, like, that I felt about was Family Feud and Rappers episode. So that leaves you with 20 great episodes. That's a lot. You
Which
know?
Is more than we've had for a long time.
For sure, yeah. Like, to be honest, and that's not... I still think the show has been great, but this season was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, they set a high bar, and I'm very excited about what season 35 can become, but they've also set a high bar that they probably do feel pressure of, like... 34 was so good. I mean, the major news articles like The New Yorker and Rolling Stone and stuff have called...
Simpsons is back.
Yeah, which is obviously very clickbaity articles, but still the fact that these major places are saying that is still a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it's directing attention towards The Simpsons. And people who have, like, ignored the show for years have gone and watched season 34 and have been like, this is great, you know? Yeah, so... They're absolutely clickbaity articles, and I think they're flawed, but people do listen to that shit, so it's good that they've done that, you know? And yeah, cool, that was all great fun, and people might not remember it, but I thankfully took note. Many episodes ago, I think it was My Life as a Vlog, you challenged me to write an episode of The Simpsons.
I did, I didn't think you would do it.
I did.
I forgot myself.
I know, I took notes, I didn't want to say something like this and then like not stick to it.
I just thought that you had before.
I had. Okay. You can see, if you go way back to when I was doing the podcast with Brendan, I think it was the season 32, no, that would have been with you, it was the season 31 wrap-up, I did an episode called Happy Birthday Homer, which I'm proud of. That episode was like definitely intentionally... a different style to a regular Simpsons episode, whereas this one I think is more like a classic style, I hope, anyway, is like your typical Simpsons. But yeah, Sebastian, way back in that podcast said, oh, you should write a Simpsons episode, and I was like, that's a great idea, here's what I'll do, we have a couple of weeks, I'm going to try write an episode, and we'll read it out together on the season 34 wrap-up. I stuck to my word, I'm probably the only person who even remembers saying it, but I made note.
I already love the title.
Thank you,
the concept of this episode.
Well, yeah, another big thing that happened this season, I think, is worthy of mentioning, is that my favourite episode of the show, thanks to the best segment on our podcast, for sure, says classics, my favourite episode of the show changed to Homer Goes to College. So I decided to write a sequel to... Well, I mean, you'll read the description of the podcast, you can see this is already what we're doing. But, yeah, I wrote a sequel to Homer Goes to College called Homer Goes Back to College. Yeah, let's just jump in, I guess.
Yeah, what am I reading?
So I think I looked over last night, I think the easiest way to do this would be if I do the stage directions and play Homer.
And I do the other
You
characters.
Play everybody else, yeah.
Yeah.
So here we go, Homer Goes Back to College. Chalkboard, I will not repeat myself. Couch gag, Homer runs onto the couch, only to discover he is a guest and Conan O'Brien needs a friend. I'm Homer Simpson and I feel regretful about being Conan O'Brien's friend. Conan stares him on.
I made you what you are. You would be nothing without me.
Didn't you only come out for the fourth season?
Yeah, but I mean...
And left after season five?
The first half of five, yes. But still, I created the Sea Captain.
Oh yeah, fan favorite.
He
awkwardly shuffles his papers.
Donuts or beer?
Get out of my house before I call the cops.
Alright.
He walks off.
The show should have ended after season 9.
The Tonight Show should have ended after Jay Leno quit.
Dull.
Fade to. In Theater's sitting room, we get a brief clip of Homer goes to college, reminding us that Homer failed his exams and has to repeat his degree. Interior bedroom, imagine Homer lying in bed.
I can't believe you were to repeat college. We can't have another year of you being out of work.
Yeah, my grand takes care of the house.
Sorry in advance for my terrible
Yeah, well, look, we know that you're obviously not going to do, like, a perfect marriage or a perfect barrage. Just, you know, do your best.
No, it isn't. I've been doing morning shifts at the Quickie Mart.
Oh, that doesn't sound interesting. I wouldn't want to see that. Marriage murmurs.
Just let this be a lesson to you, homie. Study. Pay attention in class. Take note. No more partying.
Marriage, if I learned one thing from college, it's that life is one big parade. If you're not having fun, you're not living. Hopefully my free spirit ways can inspire some of the more tightly wound up dorks in that place. Let's pause for a second, Jesus Christ. Are you done?
It's like he heard us.
I know, yeah. One more for the road. Alright, yeah, continue. Oh my god, shut up! Are you done? Is it for me, maybe?
Maybe,
it's illegal to write since this episode. I don't own the rights. Okay.
I thought you would like the nerds now.
I do like the nerds. The dorks are a different story. They need to be taught how to party down and drink hard.
Drink hard? What kind of lesson do you think you're setting for the kids? Come on, Mom. We all know I'm a goner. And I've never looked towards Dad as someone to aspire towards.
What? What about Maggie?
That was me sucking a dummy.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Homer, she doesn't talk.
Still. Exterior college. Homer shows up to Springfield University. He spots Doug, Benjamin, and Gary.
Guys, you have to repeat the year as well?
No, Mr. Simpson. We passed with flying colors. We're doing a master's degree this year.
In what? Hoping something to do with hygiene.
Puke? No. We're doing science fiction writing degree.
Science fiction? That's the most stupid science and the most unrealistic fiction. What are you hoping to write? The next James Bond?
Bond isn't sci-fi.
He slept with 100 women and is still alive. I'd beg to differ.
How do you talk to women, sir?
I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that this year, guys. I have classes to attend and dorks to loosen up. Good luck. Homer strolls off. Snake enters.
I'm here to check all your smartphones. Oh, here we go.
They all hand Snake their phones.
I think you'll find they're all in place. Looks like they need repairs. Oh well, we should give you an address to mail them back to.
Snake strolls off.
How are these guys still alive?
Into your canteen. Homer takes a seat. A plate full of dinner, soup, a can of Duff, and a donut are on his plate. He looks around, sees a bunch of people with their heads glued to their phones.
These dorks don't know how to have a good time. If Animal House has taught us anything, it's that food fights are the perfect way to lift the energy of a boring canteen that lacks character. Hey, dork!
We see Greg, who sports a blazer and shirt combo. He looks up.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, watch out!
He throws a mashed potato at him.
Why did you do that, sir?
Sir? Come on, dork. Don't address me as your elder. I'm your peer, a buddy.
You're old enough to be my grandfather.
I'm 39.
Good God.
At least I don't got soup in my face.
I don't.
He throws soup at him.
I see.
Food fight!
No one shows any interest, digging deeper into their books at the hope Homer will ignore them.
You asked for this, nerds. I mean, dorks. Come on, Homer. We've moved on. Even if they still feel like a project that is incomplete.
He throws potato salad at someone.
Hey, you got potato salad all over my equation.
Stares at it. He smiles.
That feels kind of good. This thing wasn't working anyway.
He throws a cheeseburger at the lady beside him.
The hell is your problem? Do it again.
He flings a pea at her. She laughs. She drowns him in chowder.
Oh, hot. Really hot. Sorry.
An all-out food fight starts. Homer smiles.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what college is all about. Wasting food and killing brain cells.
He downs a can of Duff. Soup is thrown at him.
Maybe he's off in the soup, guys. My face is all I got.
Dean Herbert, a strict older woman in her 60s, enters. Unlike the dean from before, this is exactly the type of strict one you would expect to see in a college.
All right, break it up. Sorry, Miss Herbert. Clean that up.
He starts scooping up fruit from the floor.
With your mouth. Excuse me? You heard me.
He reluctantly bends down to the floor. He starts eating the soup with his mouth. He begins sobbing as he does so.
Excellent.
She shudders.
Did I really just quote my ex?
She locks eyes at Homer.
Simpson, my office, now.
He gulps, goes back to his can of beer.
Don't finish the beer.
But ma'am, I have a condition.
Ah, OCD, I have that too. Do continue.
Yeah, OCD.
He downs his beer. Woo, potato salad. He joins shoot number one on the floor. Interior office.
Take a seat.
The chair is noticeably lower than hers.
Perfect. So, Homer Simpson.
Homer looks around.
I'm talking to you. There's no other Homer Simpsons in the room. There's no one else in the room, full stop.
You're in the room.
She shakes her head.
Figured it. Homer.
He looks around again.
Yes, you. I transferred here from Yale under strict orders to keep an eye on you.
Yale Schmail. Who have any work study there?
U.S. President Bill Clinton, Oscar-winning actress Meryl Streep, scientist Hassler Whitney.
What has Hassler done for us recently?
He's dead.
Exactly. Coward's way out.
She rolls her eyes.
Be that as it may, I'm aware you have a lack of respect for deans.
You should have seen the last one, lousy, bitter old dean. I put him in his place.
You knocked him over with your car.
And I'd do it again.
So clearly, I don't like you. You don't like me.
I like you.
What?
Yeah, you let me out for the food fight.
No, I didn't. That's why you're here.
But you're not giving me detention.
Colleges don't have detention.
She takes a breath.
Just watch your back, Simpson. Pull another stunt like that, and your ass will really be on the line.
I hear you. Lesson learned.
He exits. Interior, outside office.
I'll show her.
No, you won't.
Oh, you heard that? I thought I said that in my head.
You didn't.
Don't!
Interior dorm room. Homer enters in. Three males, George, Gene, and Steven, all sit around studying.
What are you guys doing?
Nice to meet you too. You must be Homer.
That's bad boy Simpson to you, jerk off.
I won't be calling you that. I will. You're such a pushover, George. It's true.
He cries.
I'm sure you're well aware of my legacy.
You mean you hit the dean with your car, caused a nuclear meltdown, and robbed the pig mascot?
Should have eaten him too, but the nerd said it'd be showing bad camaraderie.
We also know that you got so-called nerds expelled.
And got the college to let them back in. People only remember the bad stuff I do, not when I fix the problems caused by me.
Needless to say, we don't trust you greatly, Simpson.
You sound like my wife when we go to those counseling sessions. What's so important about trust?
Their mouths widen.
I'd rather be fun.
Be that as it may, we offer initiation to all new members of Frats Unleashed.
Gene points to a poster. It's of an elephant rocking out on a guitar, screaming Frats Unleashed. Homer laughs.
How can an elephant play guitar? So stupid.
We usually go easy on new members, but considering your reputation, we think we'll be pretty strict with the rules this time.
What do I gotta do? Drink 30 beers? Take a dump on the football field? Streak around town naked? I do it every Tuesday, and still get up early enough to drop the kids to school.
Pan out, the guys are all shocked by this man's existence.
So many DUIs.
Well, not exactly.
Cut to interior common room. It is nighttime now. The guys are all wearing masks, holding candles. One holds a mallet while Homer's keeled over naked, wearing a funny hat.
The first part of the initiation, the new member will hit hit with the mallet as many times as years they have been living. What are you, 70?
39.
Right, yeah, and I was born yesterday.
Happy birthday.
He hits him with a mallet. Homer screams.
I rescind the happy birthday.
Cut to Homer's clothes, covering his butt with plaster. Steven checks his ID.
Yeah, no, he really is 39. Well, sorry, Homer.
Doesn't make my butt any less broken, George.
Part 2 of the initiation. Chug a keg.
Gladly.
They bring out a keg of Duff Light.
Duff Light?
It's less calories.
It also sucks. Gimme!
He starts chugging and they all chant.
Homer, Homer, Homer.
He finishes, looks sick.
Oh, it's so bad.
He cracks open a can of regular Duff. Thankfully, I always keep one of these handy.
Initiation free. Pack as many people as you can in the phone booth.
They still have those? Last time I used one to call my wife and it took me to a pizza delivery service by mistake.
I don't think that's possible.
That's what I tell him, Marge. I just want a pizza.
How are you still married?
I don't know. Fear of change?
Exterior College Park area. Homer shoves as many students as possible into a phone booth. Management Doug and Gary included.
All right, and one more makes 20, topping the previously lousy record of 10. That'll have to be me.
Mr. Simpson, please don't. My claustrophobia is acting up as it is. I also just realizing I have a popsicle in my pocket and it's dripping.
We hear driplets. Everyone else in the booth screams. Well, if you don't want it, I do. Homer squeezes in. The phone booth bursts. All the students look relieved. They run away. George, Steven, and Gene walk up to Homer.
Nicely done, Simpson. Final step of the initiation. Drive the Springfield University tank into a football field on the day of the big game.
What? There's going to be security everywhere that day.
Considering that we've pulled it off for 5 years in a row now, it'll probably just be extra intense.
This stroll off, Dean Herbert enters.
Simpson, you broke the phone booth.
Who needs it? There's these new things called cell phones that you might want to be made aware of, old lady.
Old lady? You're like 80.
39.
Oh, I'm older than you. Good God. Have you heard of moisturizers? Toupees? The ability to clean your ears?
Ear smears.
Saying that doesn't automatically make you win a conversation.
Conversation.
Simpson, that phone booth was a piece of history. Richard Nixon used it back in 1979.
Nixon, eh?
Interior daydream. Richard Nixon walks around the college.
This place is preposterous. It's more sorry than an excuse for a college than when I was a president. And that woman over there.
He points off.
Where is her bra?
Right here, Nixon.
A bra lands in his head. He gets away.
Simpson?
He turns up in sunglasses and a guitar.
Wasn't me. It was that Dean you trusted so much.
The old Dean enters.
I once thought ruling with an iron fist was the way to go, but Homer showed me the errors of my ways.
Rock on!
Homer plays Louie Louie on guitar. The Dean joins in with a guitar he finds in the bushes, while Nixon stands there in frustration. Fade out, interior college park area.
I miss that old Dean. He knew how to have fun.
I'm deeply concerned about you, Simpson.
She exits.
So, Homer, you need to take the tank into the football field? Good luck.
Who needs luck when you have the smartest, bestest friends money can buy?
Bestest isn't a word, sir.
Quiet, Doug.
I'm Benjamin.
Who knows that?
I don't think we can help you, Mr. Simpson. I got a lot of work due in soon.
You're doing a sci-fi course. What's your work? Watch Star Wars? Make a diorama of your favorite Battlestar Galactica character? Write a Rick and Morty? I can do that easily. Rick goes to a planet where beer is water. Done.
That is a good idea. Write it down.
Dean takes note.
Just because it doesn't matter to you, doesn't mean it doesn't to us. We care about this, Mr. Simpson. We do want to do well.
It's okay, Jefferson.
Benjamin. Jefferson is not any of our names.
I learned that being a nerd is a good thing. You guys are driven, passionate, and you're good friends.
They smile.
What's wrong is being a dork.
I don't think they're dorks, sir. They're just jerks.
Dork, jerk, either way, I need their validation. I must belong. If every group in the world doesn't accept me, who will?
Your family?
Who cares about those losers? Bart couldn't even get into the Suicide Squad. He had to wait in the car.
Isn't he 10?
I thought he was 35. Either way, I need your guys' help. With your skills for precision and my ability to create killer sci-fi that is fun and thought-provoking, we need each other. What do you say?
You'll help us write Rick and Morty episode?
Only if I can be Rick. I do a great Rick.
Homer attempts to do his best Rick.
Hey, Morty, grab me a beer. I'm just going to make this time machine while simultaneously creating a version of my daughter who likes me.
Oh, they're strictly against time travel?
Shut up, Doug.
You got his name, right? It's a deal.
They all shake hands.
What about your classes? Need help with anything?
Oh, crap. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
He runs away.
Where are you going?
My 2-hour lecture started an hour ago. I probably made the last 5 minutes.
It doesn't take 55 minutes to get there.
Taking a nap first.
Oh, boy.
Snake turns up.
Here's your phone, guys. All prepared. Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Snake. Don't sweat it.
Snake strolls on. He sees Apu at a nearby bench, looking at him in bewilderment.
I felt bad.
Interior college lecture hall. The German professor leads the class.
And that is why, contrary to popular belief, you must always wear safety gloves when handling nuclear waste.
Homer runs in. We only see his face. Sorry, sir.
Mr. Simpson, great to see you again. But I greatly appreciate if you stop bringing gloves to my class.
Pan out. We see he's in his underwear.
Oh, not again. Sorry, sir. Been a stressful few weeks.
I've never heard that as an excuse for being nude in public. You excelled my already incredibly low expectations.
Thank you, sir.
He takes a seat. A woman sitting beside him tries to hold back her vomit.
What's gone into you? It's what Mother Nature would have wanted.
It's not that. You smell like death.
That's smash.
Mr. Simpson, get out of my class.
No, sir. I don't think I can stay.
I've made it clear I don't want you to.
You're all about books, studying, being clouded, but that's not what college is about. College is about stealing a tank to impress a bunch of young adults half your age.
What?
I'm afraid I have to go, sir.
He exits.
Anyway, nuclear energy is highly... Are you really just going to continue at the class after that? Fair point. Class dismissed.
They all scream hooray, run out, one member starts removing his clothes.
No, Jerry.
He groans. Exterior bench. We see Homer's in a toga. Exterior beach. We see Homer's in a toga on a ski attached to a speedboat.
Woohoo! Toga! Toga! Schmoga!
We see Gary, Doug, and Benjamin are controlling the speedboat.
Why are we doing this again, sir?
It's how I come up with my best ideas.
You wear a toga whilst riding a speedboat?
Yeah, it's how I decided my third kid would be a girl. He thinks, raises a finger, light bulb. I have it! To the college!
We still have this thing for an hour.
To the college in 2 hours!
Can we have a go?
No!
Exterior college stadium. We see students pouring into a football field. Sign, Isotopes versus Jets. Who will win? Who the hell cares? Why do you still let people with no ties to this college watch these games? We see a big gang of security with tasers. Dean Herbert watches over them.
All prepared, gentlemen?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Keep an extra eye. That tank skit is likely going to be pulled again, and something tells me Van Wilder is up to it this year.
Not at all, Warch. Enjoy the game, man.
Don't tell me what to do, Norbert.
She strolls off.
Norbert? My parents hated me.
Bar horse up to the guards.
Hey, little guy. You looking to see the game? I'm afraid you'll need an adult supervising you.
No, I want to shoot up school.
The guards all shriek.
Wait, where's your gun? It's in that deserted building, this way.
He runs off into the college.
Such amateurs nowadays. I know. Come on, boys.
They all run. No security is in sight now. The tank comes into shot. Woohoo!
Thank God I have a son who'd make a believable school shooter.
We see the tank isn't running. The nerds push it.
I still can't believe they took the engine off this.
There's a few more steps, guys.
Could you lend a hand? It's pretty heavy. Your weight on it doesn't help.
I finished that script. It's funny and even has some emotional gravitas at the end.
He takes out the script titled Rick and Morty, Beat You're With Me.
Yes, sir.
They keep pushing. George, Gene, and Steven enter.
Afraid that doesn't count, Simpson.
Huh?
You gotta drive the tank in the football field, and that ain't driving.
Fred Flintstone would beg to differ, buddy.
I will find a way to make that thing drive, or you're not in the frats unleashed.
They exit.
Drive, huh? Thank God I'm a working man. Unlike you losers, you're going to be paying off those student loans for years.
He starts laughing hysterically.
You're in college too, Mr. Simpson.
Oh, crap, yeah.
Cut to, we see he has attached a tank to his car. It's crushing it.
Your insurance will cover this, right?
I knew I was meant to look into something.
He drives it on. The nerds all stand atop the tank wearing headgear. Interior football field. They enter into the tank. The crowd boos.
Look out!
Homer rolls over a football player. He looks over to George, Steven, and Gene. They nod in approval.
Total validation. I'm a frat boy. I can die a happy man now.
He smiles, opens the door, jumps out of the car.
Mr. Simpson.
Someone else start driving.
We can. God damn it, Simpson. Where's my security?
Interior lecture hall. It's empty. The guards all look confused, facing Bart.
Where is it? It was just here a moment ago.
Milhouse appears, holding his arms behind the door.
I have it behind this door. Get him.
They run for Milhouse.
Bart? Why are they doing this again? That's gonna get me a dirt bike. How's that benefit me, Bart? You'll get to see me ride a dirt bike. Oh, cool.
The car's trampled into the floor.
Oh, my
sciatica.
Sciatica.
It's a back condition. Exterior football field. We see the nerds have destroyed a part of the field with his tank. All the players sit around in distress. Dean marches up to Homer.
You're finished now, Homer.
Oh, boy.
You won't be graduating on these counts. You'll be out of a job, no way providing for your family. Not so fast.
The original Dean returns, fully intact.
The lousy old Dean!
Your jurisdiction is no more here, Herbert. Bitter man, are you insane? This man is inept. He shouldn't be running a nuclear power plant. If Homer Simpson taught me anything, other than always watch out for drunk drivers...
Homer smiles at an injured football player.
I hit him with my car.
You're fond of that, huh? But also, life's short. We're only here for such a little while. Thanks to Homer, I almost lost mine.
Homer thugs at his collar.
But now I'm a new man, with greater joy and appreciation for life.
About time. Should have seen him before I hit him. Total jerk.
I say, Homer stays.
The nerds and dorks applaud for Homer. He embraces them all. Everyone else boos.
Oh, right, they still hate me. Come on, Dean, let's get wasted.
My doctor doesn't recommend alcohol with these painkillers.
Shut up. You see your college fields. The students all graduate. Doug, Gary, and Benjamin receive the diploma. Homer enters, gets his diploma.
He finally did it. Where's Bart? In jail.
Interior jail cell. Milhouse and Bart are locked up. Bart sits in his dirt bike.
It'll be a great story to tell the guys once summer's over.
I guess.
You see your college fields. Homer addresses everyone.
There's just one thing I'd like to say.
Homer, please.
Check this out!
He opens up his cloak to reveal his stomach with the text, Dorks suck. Nerds rule.
I'll take it.
Dean laughs.
Homer Simpson, everyone.
They all applaud.
Will you be okay, Lisa? Slowly repressing it? Good.
Exterior, pool party. Students and teachers alike party by a pool. Homer hangs with the nerds, sees Dean is next to the pool clothed.
Stupid old Dean, will you ever learn? Never stand close to a pool.
He pushes him over.
My leg!
He tries to hold in his rage, shakes it off.
I was meaning to talk to you, Simpson.
Oh no, your deeny ways won't get to be anymore. I'm graduated now.
Not quite.
Huh?
There was a miscalculation in your grading. Likely a hack of some kind.
Homer looks into the screen.
Will I ever learn?
Apparently you didn't attend one nuclear science class or exam.
I thought you let me off on account of me teaching him to embrace his naked self more.
We see the German professor is in tighty whities, two attractive women on either arm.
As true as it may be, Simpson, I'm afraid I couldn't pass you.
My one greatest enemy, grades, and knowing stuff, and attending things.
I'm afraid you're going to have to do another year if you want that job back.
You hear that, Marge?
I'll go back to the food stamps.
She walks away, glum.
You know what this calls for, nerds?
Party time?
Yeah, close enough.
He jumps in joy, frees fame, wants you back by the Opspring place. Montage. We see stills of Homer's next year at college. He attends class, laughing at the kick me sign on German professor's back. He dances with the dean in a ballroom. He forces a keg down Benjamin's throat. He plays a rowboating competition with the nerds against the dorks. He's stuck on a tree, holding a squirrel. The fire brigade helps him down. Credits. And there you go. Homer goes back to college. Thank you very much.
Wow.
I shall bow. Thanks. I appreciate it. Hope it was fun for people to listen to. I'm very proud of it.
Very good.
Thanks. Yeah, it was kind of like a tribute, a love letter to my favorite episode. And there's one thing in there you might not have noticed is, do you remember at the very end of the actual Homer Goes to College episode, he has to repeat college and it shows all these stills over the credits?
Yeah, yeah.
All those stills appear in that episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. So I made a story nice, out of those stills. It was a really fun, like, kind of...
That's really cool.
Thank
at
you,
least
yeah.
It kind of gave you a bit of an idea as well.
Yeah, yeah, like a place to take the story. And yeah, I kind of just liked the idea, like, these episodes are like a continuous loop. At the very end, he has to repeat college again. It just keeps going. Like, he never actually graduates college. I think it's fun.
It should turn into a Treehouse of Horror every season that's Homer.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Every season that's Homer just having to repeat college. He's just stuck in his never-ending vortex. But yeah, I thought that was a really fun place to close this season, guys. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. This has been an absolute blast. Stick around, because we'll be jumping into season 35 very soon. But I think this is definitely the last podcast of the year. So until then, have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you, as always, for listening. And quite fitting this time that we actually managed to finish the season...
In the year,
yeah. It worked out really nicely that way. Yeah. Yeah, very nicely. So we'll be jumped into season 35 in 2024. Until then, have a groovy Christmas. See y'all soon.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.